know what I'm saying? I had a real hard time evolving. You know what I'm saying?
Super hard.
So whenever I'm saying this, there's no glorification to it at all.
It wasn't no game. It was serious.
Because after it happened, Frankie knew every time I put my hands on somebody, I get depressed after. Like, damn, because I felt like I was trying not to do it. Top of the move, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she shake and he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Episode 28, Have No Fear. Top of the Loop Podcast is here.com.
Damn. Sound like Young Seal.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Look like him, too.
You do type look
yeah,
like
you
him.
Do.
No, you do.
So? He had goddamn one of the finest women ever. You know what I'm saying?
What was her name again?
I don't know. One of them good white. Nicole Kidman, one of them bitches.
No, it wasn't Nicole Kidman. Heidi Klum or something?
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Come yeah. on now. Yeah, you saw. What's that song? That Batman song was hard too. What yeah. was that song?
The Batman one.
That joint was tough. You know what's that song? DC,
like
you
that. Know,
you was singing, nigga. What's that Seal song that he had? That Batman song. On the rose, on the grave, on the rules, something like that. The rose, something.
I never really rocked with
Hey,
bro.
Man, that nigga had the one of the one song, man. Midnight on the rules.
Let's leave the singing to Seal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something like that, brother.
Hey, man. You got that one high note, but you track it out anywhere past that. It's dead.
Too much
it's
torch.
It's torch. Midnight on the rules, on the grave. That one on the intro, you got that one, brother.
I got that. I've been doing it for 5 years,
anything
brother.
Past that, though, shot.
I can work it now.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what was they doing?
Ray J.
Who else was up there with him on that stage?
Pressure P.
He was singing that one wish, wasn't he? I'm fucking Ray J, though.
One wish, one wish.
And he be on his business.
One wish.
Shout out to
Man,
Ray J.
Man, I don't fuck with Ray J. He was staring at my girl one time. Nigga, I remember that. I don't forget that, boy.
He was staring at your girl?
Yeah.
For real?
Remember I told you that story? No. Back in Minnesota, my girl that goddamn got pregnant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He said, oh, you got one of them ones.
Yeah, because it's like, I ain't going to never forget. I'm going to get to the store. I'm going to ride to it. Let me take a sip of the goddamn
shit,
poster, man. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. You know what I'm saying? Keep it divine, man.
Yeah, but before we get into that, make sure you go to Top of the Loop Podcast YouTube channel clips. If you ain't got time to watch the whole interview and y'all want to get a little appetizer before the main course, Top of the Loop clips on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe right now. Information in the description below. Top of the Loop Podcast on Instagram. Top of the Loop Podcast on TikTok. Just all the above, man. And make sure you watch this video from beginning to end. If you're on Spotify, make sure you give us a 5-star rating on there. And make sure you download everything and get with it, man. You know what I mean? But yeah, finish the... what happened with Ray J in Minnesota, man? Because now I remember the story now. It came back to me, brother. So you want to talk to him about that?
Yeah, fuck Ray J.
Damn.
I'm playing. I fuck with him.
Damn.
Ooh, had to get a belt.
Stinky motherfucker.
Fresh squirt in the mouth.
Simpson.
Baby. Taste it. Ooh,
damn.
Give me some more, baby.
You just had a force. That was a force one, brother. You forced that one. And you almost threw up on that one.
That came from the beverage.
But it's good to be back, man. Episode 28.
Good to be back. Back to back to back to back to back.
Man,
4G autos on all the cars. I did it back to back to back to back. The back to back. I'm saying.
Legendary.
Come on, man. Four rings, nigga. But listen up. Yeah, man. So this is back in Minnesota. You know what I mean? We had this club and I was opening up at a performance with a person I was with at the time that I was cool with. He was performing. I was like his hype man, whatever. So
it's before YouTube.
Before you, yeah, way. You know what I mean? So I'm at the club and all that with my chick, and she bad. You know what I'm saying? The one I described in the prior videos. Y'all can do your Googles and all that, but she top level. And no question about it, brother. Like, you know what I'm saying? That caboose was something that motherfucking get you loose, man. So like, and I knew it. Everybody knew it. So I'm in
Include
there chilling.
Ray J, huh?
We going to figure that out. So we in the club, we walking them over chilling and shit, you know what I'm saying? We in the back part where everybody that's got something going on, some people with some substances are going to be chilling back there. So we back there marinating in the glory, you know what I mean? Get up, go get me a Red Bull, walk back, my chick, go, you know what I'm saying? Get her some water, walk back, and I keep seeing Reggie just looking at, he looking over my way. So I'm looking on my shoulder, like, what are you looking at? Then I see my girl standing there, and I just look at him across the room. He looking at her, then he look at me. He look at her, look at me. So I'm like, man, what this nigga on? So I'm gonna walk over to Bond. So I get over to Bond. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, man, I fuck with you, bro. I'm like, you fuck with me? Over? No. He's like, nah, you a cool nigga, bro. Then he look at my girl again. He look at her. He look at me. Look at her. Look at me. I fuck with you, man. I said, hey, man, that's my girl, bro. Relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, you keep on staring at her and all that.
Why you got her in the club with you anyway?
Yeah, yeah. Who, me?
Yeah.
I was young at the time, bro. You know what I'm saying? I would never do that shit like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, but it's my business I had in the club. You know what I'm saying? What was you talking about, man?
Damn!
This nigga tripping around this motherfucker.
Oh, Lord!
But, yeah, that nigga kept, he, like, played it off because he just kept, like, look at her and then look at me. Look at her, look at me, and shake my man. I fuck with you, man. You got you.
Every
got
time he gonna tell you that.
You got a good one. I said, nigga, I know I got a good one. My nigga, God damn, you just gonna keep gawking with the eyeballs?
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? He type violate my motherfucking greatness, bro.
Yeah, he can't do too much with the gawkery. It's okay to look one, two, maybe three times.
But he just kept staring.
Because men are gonna be men. But
I give him his props because he kept it cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he didn't do nothing extra. He just looked and then.
But you can tell he was wondering what it tastes like.
If it was any, for sure.
He was wondering.
Yeah, he wanted that motherfucking. But it was any cheeks in my armor, he was gonna go for it. But he looking at me like he looked kind of substantial. Like, oh, let me look.
Right.
Nah, he, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause he'd have died to play with me. I tore his ass up at that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
You fuck with Ray J though.
Yeah, I fuck with him. Yeah. I'm just saying that was nigga about 15 years ago.
Yeah. You so
you know what I'm saying? He was in his little one wish way, so he had a little wave at that time too. Nigga, so I had to really poke up the porcupines. The porcupine quills. You know what I'm saying?
Ruffle some feathers.
Yeah, and nigga had to really
stand taller than what she appeared.
Yeah, nigga. Bucked the eye. Had the eyes bucked.
Took the glasses off. Oh, snatched them off.
The eyes was bucked. I'm going to go like this. Ain't blinking. Look at that nigga.
Hey, boy, it seemed like he took away the right message that you wanted him to get because he didn't. You know what I mean?
Or look at her own nigga.
He wasn't successful, though.
No, he wasn't.
But he wanted to make eye contact with her.
Yeah, he was trying to do that. Like he's, you know what I mean? He tried. You know what I mean?
Why the niggas always trying to make eye contact, though?
He's trying to
gauge some shit.
It's cool. I got him back, though. I remember, like, the first one. I'm telling Ben, fuck it. The first winner, like, a Flavor of Love. You know what I'm saying? If it's Ray J Love, whatever, I was sauteing that, nigga. How about that, nigga? During that showtime, nigga.
Oh, so while he was on the show with her, you was already sauteing, flambeing.
Damn!
Oh, okay.
She knows who she is. You know what I'm saying?
Three, I'm
just.
Yeah, it's crazy because she's like one of the first people to ever tell me to do music and all that. You know what I mean? Yeah, she was from Minnesota, which is crazy. And she was on that show and she type one. But she was legendary.
Oh, yeah. That's nigga. What's up.
So, hey, I got you for you. Get me, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord!
You know what I mean? Thank God. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy. I got a couple stories. Like, I remember back when I was in Arizona, my homeboy named Go Get It. He played for N1 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was in Arizona. And I remember me and Bill, we used to always go out to the clubs. And this when I was going club crazy and I was young, just a full barbarian, like unstoppable. Like I'd take a nigga with $100 million, I'd take his bitch from in the club at that time.
Damn!
You know what I'm saying? I was on, that's 4-3 of them in his prime time mode, man.
One of the ones.
But I'm in the club and like, my dog like, man, I'm trying to tell you, it's like a Princess Jasmine type chick that I seen Ray J with, another Ray J story.
Man, he's acting dumb, Princess Jasmine?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then like, cause my man Will knew Quentin Richardson when he played for the who he played for that time? I don't know, but everybody used to live in Arizona like the offseason. So Quentin Richardson was out there with Brandy, and Brandy's brother is Ray J, and he was in Phoenix, but he had a bad bitch with him at the time.
Mm.
And my man was like, I'm telling you, you got to see the girl with, man. He kept telling me and Will. I'm like, man, she got to be that bad. You keep talking about me? Like, well, you keep telling me, nigga. So we had the club one night. Quentin Richardson come in. We talked to him, boo-boo. Brandy come in. I'm like, damn, that's Brandy. Talk to her, boo-boo. Ray J come in, a bitch with some glasses, like a little hoodie on, black hair, fine. I'm like, damn, she is fine. She had some leather type pants on, caboose looking like
shoes.
I'm like, damn, this motherfucker do look different. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, damn, but she wasn't really nobody I know at the time. Come to find out, I know who that was that whole time. The most Kim Kardashian.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Oh, that's crazy.
So that was her the whole time, like, nigga, and I was like, damn, okay.
Just a little fun fact for y'all right here with talking about the Kim K. You know, Kim K. came up to where we used to work at all the time.
Yep.
Shout out to Chris Humphries.
Chris Humphries, yeah.
Minnesota native, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but he used to bring her to the gym with him, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember, that should be funny too when she used to come to the gym and we working at 40. I remember my dog Will, he was working with us too at the time, he was like, that's the day he realized he had to quit. He couldn't be no regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because we get in there working job, working camps and all that, sweating, playing with kids. This nigga comes strolling in with Kim K, honey, all the mess. He said, nigga, I ain't can do no regular job anymore. This shit embarrassing. I was like, damn, you right. You know what I'm saying? I didn't quit for another 7-8 years, but I understood what you were saying.
Yeah, you know
what I'm saying? That shit was groundbreaking. But
yeah, remember when I was playing 2-on-2? Who was playing on my team when I played against Chris Humphries? Remember we was playing there? Went up on the two hands on him and all that. Remember that?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. I know Chris do. Yeah, shout out to you, Chris Humphrey. You remember?
Yeah, I remember. I always had them good memories of Hooper with them niggas when I first moved out there.
Man.
Dunked on them. Come on, man. Thrash it to kill them niggas. Like, when I first moved to Minnesota, we used to train and go play with the Timberwolves. It was like all them numbers. I mean,
on some real shit, bro. You take away our injury. We some league niggas, bro.
Oh, no question.
Real league niggas.
No thoughts about it. Like, I didn't play with.
Come on, bro. Yeah. I didn't play with the best, brother. Yeah. I didn't play at the highest levels. I did it, bro. You know what I'm saying? And
simple.
Keep it real with you, brother. Ain't no difference between me and them. You know what I'm saying? The only difference was it blew out that knee.
That was
a game changer, though.
Yeah, I remember I used to play in them little leagues and all that, nigga. I'm older than everybody and averaged the most points, most rebounds, killing with two bad knees. Everything fly, nigga. All the dunks, all the threes, all that. Still killing, nigga. Like, these niggas training every day. I'm way older than everybody by far. Still slaughtered. I'm at 20%. They're like, man, you the coldest nigga. I'm like, I'm at 20%, bro. Y'all niggas have no clue.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? And when y'all met me at Minnesota time, nigga, I'm 10 years retired with two bad knees. Y'all ain't have no clue who I was, bro. It's still better than all of them.
Yeah.
For real, dude.
With the Minnesota touching on, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of legendariness that came out of Minnesota.
Minnesota's
time. I'm saying, whether it was produced there or raised there, you know what I'm saying? Yep. It don't matter, you know what I mean? Because last time I actually seen Chris, I was with PJ. Shout out to my nigga PJ. The real gang nation, real G Squad. Y'all gonna remember PJ Hill, man. Shout out to PJ Hill, man.
Professor PJ, man. Yeah. Pastor PJ, man.
Yeah. Pastor P.
Governor PJ.
Pastor P.
Pastor.
Definitely politician, though, now. He in the mix.
Boy, nothing funnier than his wife, though, when she be talking about.
Oh, man, Mandy. Shout out to Mandy. Yeah, you going too dumb. Yeah. Shout out to Mandy, man. You know, they actually about to have a second kid, too.
Congratulations.
Or third, technically.
You know, you count their name.
Yup. You see Ziggy getting busy.
Ziggy going crazy.
Yeah, we give him too much backdoor talk. Y'all know all them, so it's going hard for y'all to keep up.
Right.
But last time, remember PJ himself, Mr. Oh, man, them brakes.
Them good brakes.
He tried to...
Nigga was scared to death.
Yeah, y'all got to go to my show if y'all want to see PJ out there, man.
Hey, them brakes.
Good brakes.
It was good brakes.
Amazing.
Oh, he was scared.
But yeah, me and PJ last time, before I moved to L.A., it was me... PJ and Chris Humphries was all, you know, he got that Crispin Greens that he owns.
Yep, and he owns a lot of Five Guys and stuff.
Tons of Five Guys, tons of Crispin Greens.
Too.
Crispin Greens is the one that he built up from the seed, though.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He built that one up from the ground up. So shout out to Chris Humphries, man, for being on his business and being a businessman. Because even that stuff with Kim Kardashian, I ain't going to lie to you. He might not like it because he was actually for real. He wasn't playing.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? And he do not like talking about it either.
No,
you know what
he
I'm
don't.
So y'all know that one. You know, see him in public and say, hey, because he's not going to like that. You know what I'm saying? But the thing, you said he always what?
I said he was always a cool guy, but he never liked that.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You know what he kind of, you know who he remind me of?
Who?
Shout out to my brother, Life of Jeremy Barrett, my nephew Logan.
He kind of do.
He's like a
big Bam Bam brain.
Yeah,
he's like a robot.
Bam Bam.
Yeah, he's like that brain.
Yeah, for sure.
But he's smart, though.
He's definitely smart. He's not dumb, and he's about his business. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, like I said, he got a lot of franchises under his belt. He got a lot of business. And one of those things, whether it went the way he wanted to or not, he still was rocking with Kim K.
Married.
You see what I'm saying? Married. Fully married. You know what I'm saying? Slanging lumber to her, too.
Yeah, that's wild that them situations you be around, you don't realize where you're around. Because, when my dog, Rashad McKenzie, at the time, he was with Khloe at the time.
Yeah.
So I was around that the whole
time. Yeah, people don't even know you know Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, early.
And they know, and she know you.
Oh, for sure, man.
Ain't that crazy?
I'm waiting to run tour again. At the full capacity, three of them.
Oh, yeah,
it's going to be a sight to see.
Bow out to it, huh?
She always rock with me, man. She know what the three of them
is. She watching Top of the Mook right now.
She know the God.
That's the crazy thing, though. Y'all might see, as of right now, on our YouTube Top of the Mook podcast, not even the clip one, just this one right here, we just started. Make sure y'all subscribe to clips, though. But,
get the clips.
Oh, yeah, got to. But, no, y'all might see, 22,000 subscribers on the Grow Up, right? But you got to understand, even when we had 22,000 subscribers on just our individual channels and all that, there's always been top level understanding with people that's been tapped in with us, because how we talk, how we move, how we came into the game is just different. You know what I'm saying? So you might see 22,000, but you out of 22,000, I'm telling you, that's a crazy number for one.
That is
just
a lot of
all
people.
Reality.
Yeah.
Right. But then if you add to it though, you got to think one by one person of 22,000 people, you don't know who them one is. Cause you understand. Yeah. If I'm watching YouTube, you never understand. Like if I'm watching somebody that got 5 subscribers, they might not have no idea I'm watching their videos, and they might rock with me or they might rock with you. You
top know level form.
But I'm watching. You know what I'm saying?
So
yeah, for sure. Definitely you. You know what I'm saying?
Got
but the thing is, though, is like he did that, though, right? So he did it at a high level, played in the NBA, and wasn't no bum in the league either, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to John Lohr, too, from Minnesota as well.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of Aldridge that played at Kansas. You know what I'm saying?
Khalil Adameen.
Cole Aldridge. Cole Irish, yep. Khalil Alameen. You know, he from Northside, though.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah, legend. Harley Homewood always repping y'all. Y'all know that's where I'm from. Mm-hmm. A lot of legends come out of Minnesota, man. You know what I'm saying? And Chris Humphries is definitely one of them.
And then the new dude, the tall boy.
Yep. Chet Holmgren.
And Suggs, too.
I was just talking to him, though. Yeah. You know, my dog T-Belly, he passed us through. You know what I'm saying? He fucked with a nigga, so, you know what I'm saying? We've been chopping it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's dope. Yeah.
And he just got drafted, too. He was, what, number two?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, first round, second pick. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chet, man. He doing his thing, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, salute all the Minnesota. But then
who you say after that?
Suggs.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That
was, you know, I was super cool with Terrell Suggs, my whole.
Yep. Can't forget Royce White either. Can't forget Royce White.
Royce
was that nigga, though. You know what I'm saying?
One of the ones.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of legendary motherfuckers
that came out there and went to the league. High school and all that.
Because we talking about Justin Bieber that went to the league, right? So we get some understanding. There's a lot of motherfuckers that didn't make it to the league that's still historical.
Yeah, like Mac Irv.
One
of the ones.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of other people.
Steph Wiese.
One of the ones.
Yep.
He always talk about giving what's recorded numbers. Who's that?
Don't even forget Rodney Williams, too, boy. Stupid bunnies.
He from Minnesota?
What? Yeah, I think so.
I know he went to the University of Minnesota, but I don't know.
He's from Minnesota, I believe so, if I ain't mistaken. Because, you know, he went to high school with my brother.
Okay, then that's
Cooper.
That's all you
need. He's from Minnesota for sure.
Shout out to Rodney Williams.
Yeah, shout out to Rodney Williams. Was doing his thing, too. The stupid bounce. He was at our Minnesota Gerald Green.
Yeah, he has dumb retarded.
Man, it's insane if you hoop with him. He's like, how did you even catch it? He just throw that bitch anywhere in the air. He dunked it. Yeah, it was insane.
Rodney Williams had them flotation devices.
Trevor Mbakwe. And the number one, I ain't gonna lie to you, and I ain't even guessing. I'm gonna keep a G with you. The motherfucker, the best hooper I ever seen come out of Minnesota is my little brother, Derrick Jones. I'm gonna keep a G with you. That nigga ain't nothing he couldn't do, nigga. Go between the legs, windmill, all that. My brother, he's like 6'3", a little bit below, you know what I'm saying? And doing everything, big body. He hoop a lot like Darren Williams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Strong, finish around the basket.
Yeah, he cold.
Epidestrious could shoot with the left, shoot with the right, pull up. Derek Fisher type lefty with the
strong. What?
Strong, finish at the basket, handles on the string.
Yep.
Bounce.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Nothing he could do. Killer Mamba mentality.
Yeah, he got that mentality too, because I never forget when I first met him. We played.
Yeah.
And I talk the most shit in history. I'm retarded.
Yep.
And I scored on him. Boom. I'm like, man, get this nigga up out of here. Nigga, I over practice like this. You can go to school and all that. Nigga, I over play no ball. Nigga, you can't get on me. And I said it so quick. I talk shit. I wasn't thinking about it.
For sure. You didn't say
it. It was years later. He never forgot. Like, nigga, I remember you talking crazy to me, man, on that court that one time. But I was hot at you. I'm like, this nigga's really crazy.
Because I just said
one thing and he remembered that shit to a T.
He's not Ted Bundy. He's not to be played with, boy.
I like this nigga DJ one of the ones.
He got that brain. He don't forget shit.
And I was always, it's like a clip on, you ever seen that clip in, that's on internet when a nigga was fighting the subway, look just like DJ.
Knocked him straight out the door.
I swear I thought that was DJ the whole time. Was it him? It looks just like him. He out there.
Brother got a one-hitter quitter, man. Yeah, he's understand my brother, professional boxer, all that. We used to take gloves, all that. We used to box with gloves on, had people put the gloves on, all that. Yeah, we did all that growing up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, best hooper in my eyes. That's just me. I'm not being biased. I've always been his number one supporter with that. He's a top level nigga. And then not only that, he's done it with everything else too. I was just explaining that DC and Fareed the other day. You know what I'm saying? Everything a nigga does, you know
him. Yeah, for sure.
Historical, one of the top level human beings to ever walk.
One of the ones,
for sure. You know
everything
what I'm saying?
You do, man.
But back to the basketball and everything coming out of Minnesota,
right?
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that we ain't mentioned. Don't feel roasted if we didn't mention
Troy Bell, of course.
Oh yeah, my nigga T Belly. Can't forget my nigga T Belly. See, that'd have been a roast. See,
but unintentional
roast though.
But that happens.
But there's a lot of my niggas that really hoop like that for real. That I ain't even thinking about right now. But that was really them niggas.
Don't take it personally.
Just don't take it personally. You know what I'm saying? But we just talking about motherfuckers that went to
PJ Hill.
PJ Hill, yep, there's a lot, bro. We could go on and on and on, you know what I'm saying? We ain't about to go down a whole tangent. Come on, bro. We got time and shit, you know what I'm saying? We got time constraints, you know what I'm saying? So we can't mention everybody. But the thing is, though, Chris Humphries is definitely one of them, and that was before Ray J, to get back to the whole thing full circle, you know what I'm saying?
Right, with the Kim K shit and all
exactly,
that.
You know what I'm saying? So that was before then, and then come to find out, you actually seen her, and that was her.
Yeah, that was wild.
And then you seen her again later at 43 Hoops.
Crazy
as fuck, man.
Always so, around the top level of motherfuckers in history. It's just weird that, even though, like on the whole Chloe situation, I knew she was already like somebody then when it was around, but I'm three of them, nigga. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? But she was super cool. And just to find out how people grow, you know what I'm saying, later on in life is just dope. You know, you could be anything in this world, man. You just never know who you're going to be. You just got to work hard and believe in yourself for real. And just keep putting it out there.
100%.
Don't get stagnant. Don't be worried about other people's thoughts about you. Just do you. it's unlimited. It's no cap to your greatness, man. Facts. You know what I'm saying? Not like the cap these niggas talking about. I'm talking about the cap that is...
There's no ceiling.
No capacity to your greatness. You know what I'm saying? This shit is unlimited like a buffet, man.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Go get some seconds and thirds. You hear me?
Yep.
That's what I'm on for sure.
And you got the highest belief in yourself to do it too, and I know I always have too.
But people don't understand that process. They always want to go straight, like I always say, from seed to fruit. They don't understand to go seed, root, tree, fruit.
Facts.
You know what I mean? That's just like with anything you do, like from growing a brand. We always talked about how I should do my clothes and shit in the office, but shit, I did it before that. Like, I should wear my own clothes and all that, and I knew what it was, and I was okay with.
Trust me, he got backdated photos and videos. Yeah,
I was okay with, you know, subsiding from wearing other people's stuff and building my own brand up. Yep. That's just life, though. It's just like how you want to build yourself up. Just like building a brand, you want to build yourself up. Know who you are, stick with it. You know what I'm saying? Grow it, and then boom, you go through the process. People always want to skip the process. It's crazy.
100%.
That what happens, motherfucker hit you up out of nowhere. Like, hey, bro, I fuck with you, man. Can you help me? Nigga, fuck you. Who is you?
Yeah, you got to have the most delusional belief in yourself, too. And that's one thing. Three got us, one thing I got. We might broadcast it two totally different ways, but we got that undying, relentless, consistent, delusional belief in ourselves.
Yeah, you know and it counts. Like,
and that's what got me there, too. You think about it. Even when we was on, talking about some hooping shit, like that's how I was able to even work up to even play at them levels like that.
Because like I said before, right, you went into prison. Mm-hmm. What was you, 18?
I was 18. Yeah, I just turned 18. I was just about 17.
Damn, that's crazy. 18. Yeah, 18.
In there, 2 months after I turned 18, I went to, I was locked up.
And you went in there. How tall were you when you went in?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where our three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Oh, shit, honestly, I can't remember, but I started getting my growth spurt right before I went to prison.
Right before you went to
prison. Like, right before.
And you was in there for 4 years?
4 years.
And when you
was... From 2007 to 2011.
When you wasn't in prison, like, when you just an 18-year-old guy from birth to 18, was you out here playing ball, going street ball, hooping?
Fuck no.
You never played no sport? No.
If I played... There was one time I think I in, like, elementary, like, a super early... But I was so fucking, nigga, I was over that shit.
But you weren't like, nigga, a hooper. Like,
No. Nobody knew me for hooping and shit. No. It was more like a situation where you're like, hey, man, we need a motherfucker. Come on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like,
in the way.
Like that
court.
Type of shit. But yeah, like, nigga, come on, bro. It was trash, though. And I didn't like it. So it was like, I wasn't fucking with it. Actually, there was this kid I got into a fight to a bunch of times. And I remember me and that nigga started squabbling right in front of school. DJ was right there. We started squabbling in front of school. Nigga, every time I seen him, it was on site. I didn't, you know what I'm saying? For real. I'm not even bullshit you. He actually turned out to be like a boxer or some shit like that, too. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, yeah, so I gotta give myself some glory and say I helped him in that pursuit.
Was it before or after?
After. Okay. It was before. No, it was before he became a boxer.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, you should fight him.
Yeah. So come on, brother. Yeah, that probably fueled the extra.
You helped him.
Yeah.
His nose.
Hey, brother, listen. You know what I'm saying? I was getting down. You know what I'm saying? But the thing was, is it was, and before the get down with the pause, it was pure weapons. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we know
that
now.
Got expelled from schools for that shit now.
Big Caucasian, man.
No, but the thing was, though, from there, though, you got to think, like, I never, like, only time I went to the gym was to help my little brother. Like, if I was, like, robbing people, you got to understand, like, I don't condone nobody robbing people, selling drugs, nothing like that, right? Because it did not work out well for me. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it won't work out well for you. It's either dead or prison, the results of these things. So whatever I'm saying next, do not glorify, right? Anybody. But the thing was, is like, I would, like, if I was robbing people, hitting licks and different things like that, I would come home after doing that. Then I would take DJ to the gym. My little brother, Derry Jones. You know what I'm saying? I would take him to the gym, you know what I'm saying, and get him some food and different things, and then I'll take him back to the gym or come to his game. I ain't never missed one of his football games or basketball. So that's the only time I was around sports is when I was helping him.
Okay.
So I was like it was a Ricky and Doughboy. That's the best thing. I'm full support of him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm fully off, like, nobody.
You're going wild, man.
Everybody's saying, like, I ain't going to be shit. Never.
You know, stay away from him.
Stay away from him. His dad used to, me and his dad have conversations like this all the time. Because he's like, dude, hey, man, you got to stay away from Corey, man. He no good, man. Oh, him and his uncle, too. Yeah.
That's how he talked. Where you from? Mississippi?
Hey, Mississippi, yep.
Oh, he got shit.
On the point.
Okay.
Yeah. He Mississippi. He was like, yeah, DJ, man. You know, stay away from Corey, man. Yeah. All the time. Say that to him all the time. It was all the time. You never wanted him to hang around me. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So that gives you an understanding. You know what I mean? You can evolve and be better and then become something in the future.
Yeah,
but that's the only time I was around sports to answer your question.
So then you go to prison and then you grow and then at the end of your prison term you realize you wanted to play basketball, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like let's go through that process of you from in prison not playing ball to coming out to a scholarship. So how did that even like transpire?
Well, before prison, there was one thing I mentioned. There was like, you remember, you know where Botnew Park is?
I have no clue.
Yeah. So there's a park, team on Botnew or whatever. And DJ at that time, I was helping him do his basketball thing and always helping him feel do his thing. You know, he had a car, so I drive and everything like that.
Right,
so
right.
Like that. Hit the legs. Ooh, mm-hmm. Then pick him up. Then we could bring him over there.
Type of accessory having in the car after. But
no, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Never. I never put my brother in the midst of the fire. You know what I'm saying? But the thing was, I always shielded him from that. And always, I never even had to tell him not to be like that because he was just always like that.
You know
what I'm
saying?
He just knew. But anyway, yeah, so I'd be up there every now and again with my brother, you know what I'm saying? And, do the shit if you want me hoop or something. But what was your question again after that though? I just forgot to mention that.
Now I was talking about, you going to prison and how you made that transition from not really playing to growing while you're in prison. You was in there for 4 years to realizing I'm tall now. I'm out to play sports when I get out. It's a way out.
My little brother, he was the one that, like, he came to see me, like, cause you understand, I ain't get visits that often.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, he came to see me and he always said he couldn't come see me without my mom. Because you got to think he was still a minor.
Kid, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I'm 18, that means he's 15, right? 14, right. 15, somewhere around there. So he always had to come with my mom. And I never really, my mom, she'd come, shout out to you, mom. You know what I'm saying? You know, she don't like me. But she'd come. And then I never really wanted to see her that much anyway because she would cry. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, your mom cry, make you want to, you know what I'm saying? And then you in the visit room, they say, hey, Barrett, 10 minutes and 5 minutes and shit like that.
Yeah,
my mom got to go. She going to get all emotional shit. I don't want to see her cry and see me like this. You know what I'm saying? So I usually didn't want to do it. But when my brother came, like every time they came, so there was always spurts in between, like big gaps when they came. So DJ would come see me like, damn, bro, you getting fucking tall as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, bro, you got to try to get out and play basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I was like, man, fucking basketball. I got to go to school to play basketball.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Most I ever did, I was just talking to my mom on this on the way here. It was, what, a month or something? Like some short change of ninth grade. That was the highest level of education I had. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even know how I made it out of eighth grade. You know what I'm saying?
So you got your GED in prison?
I got my GED in prison.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got my GED in 2009, February 2009. So 2 years after I got in there.
Mm-hmm.
It lets you know a lot of whole time. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of times.
Yeah.
Expedite the situation.
Yeah. So, but no, yeah. So I ended up, my brother, he was always telling me, like, bro, you should go play ball. He was like, bro, he was like, you getting tall. And I said, yeah, bro, I can't do no school, though, bro. I don't want to go to college. I never even graduated high school. I ain't got no type of understanding with the education. And he was like, you know, learned disability type two. So he adds to the mix. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, we know.
So he was like, hey, look at you, you stupid.
The jig is up.
But yeah, no. So then from there, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I ended up going to the hole. That's what happened.
Right.
I got into a fight and I ended up going to the hole. And they maxed me out again. And then I was in the hole and I was in the hole for a minute. And I just always thought about what he said. And I was like, damn, what the fuck? I mean, what's the worst that happened? I could fail at the shit. You know what I'm saying? But I could at least give it a try. Because, right. I mean, I don't want to keep coming back to prison. I ain't want to be like one of them niggas that like, get out and then they like, oh, this nigga always in and out of prison.
You're right. So, okay. So you're in prison. You're like, okay, I'm going to play. And then like, how did you get to the college, your first college, while you're in prison to play basketball?
Yeah, you set it up because you know the story. Yeah.
Damn!
Yeah. So before, so this is what I did. You know what I'm saying? I had some girls that I knew when I was in prison. I had them do some research.
Oh, we know you had plenty of women in prison, bro.
Come on, brother. Look. And everybody got to have their hustles, man. You know what I'm saying?
Boys but, in there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I had one of them. I said, hey, look up the worst basketball schools.
The worst schools?
I need the worst JUCOs. Mm-mm. I want the worst JUCOs in history.
Sheesh! You know what I'm saying?
If they won one game, that's too much type.
Oh, you know what shit.
So I needed just a terrible ass program, basketball program. Because, you know, I don't hoop, bro. So I got to be able to go somewhere and play.
Just
you know
go ahead saying? And trick them. I'm 6'10". Let me on the team.
Yeah. That's like what I did. So what I did was the team was so motherfucking weak. She ended up, one of them sent me some, like, and I was looking at all the records. And so I had them just print them out and then mail them all in.
Right.
So you got to understand how much of a due diligence person I am. I'm not a person to be fucked with, right? I'm in prison, never hooping for all this shit. So I'm looking at all these different things. I'm going through all these papers. I'm looking at the records. And then next thing you know, this school had probably won one or two games, literally, right? I don't even like them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they're terrible. Should I even mention any motherfucking name? I don't even want a motherfucker to
What's
go
your
there.
Story though, man. No,
Nova Ramsey Community College, man.
Gargoyle.
I don't like them motherfucker. I don't like the coach. I don't like the son. I still don't like the motherfuckers.
Nothing about them.
Yeah, nothing about them. You know what I'm saying? And proved all the motherfuckers wrong. Though. Proved myself right. But anyway,
that's all that matters.
That was the worst school. So then I applied for that school to answer your question. I applied for that school while I was in prison.
So you applied for like the financial aid and go to the school while you're in prison.
Everything.
Wow.
While I was in prison.
Black man.
100%. And I got accepted before I got released.
That's hard.
Yeah.
So you feel like that? But you
found I did it on my last year, though. That was my last year of prison.
So you looked up the bummiest, most embarrassing school.
Yep.
And you had a scheme of being a 6'10 nigga getting released from prison, never hooped, and get on the team just off the goddamn stature.
Yep.
Okay. So, boom, you filled out the application, got accepted. Now you were released from prison.
Yep.
Now, how did you go from the prison going straight to the school? What did you do to get there?
Whew. Okay. Well, hey, shout out to my my parole officer, Blaine Myers. You know what
I'm
saying?
Shout out to Blaine. Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But when I first came home, he had me, there's a thing called ISR. It's called intense supervised release when you get out on parole.
Right.
And I wasn't on ISR, but he chose not to get me on ISR, but he chose to put me on a bracelet for 2 or 3 months.
Or a little leg move.
Yeah, so okay. I'm like, damn, imagine getting released from prison after doing 4 years and then you come out on a bracelet. I ain't give a fuck.
What's up, Slim?
Yeah, it was that. But I was happy at least to be free.
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, shit, you know what I'm saying? I get out of me and do some shit, though. You know what I'm saying?
Free,
you
got
to slide through to my mom crib type.
Yeah, right.
I paroled to my mom. I'll shout out to you, you know what I'm saying? And then that goes back to having a team, too. You know what I'm saying? Mom supported me the whole motherfucking
gotta
time
as far team.
As so I get mail. She sent me cars and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it was legendary. You know what I'm saying? And then I ain't really had to depend on my mom too much while I was in prison because I had my hustles.
When you was in prison, you had like any like Miss Picky pen pal types?
You know what I'm saying?
I had a couple of them.
I hustled.
Yeah, that's a good hustle. Because I remember you used to tell me you used to get your little script papers and you used to bust them off to people.
Oh, I got some stories with that.
That's
though.
Hard. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. another story. But
that's not a story for nothing.
You know what I'm
saying? Y'all drop some comments below right now. Let's y'all want to see that, I would indulge
that nigga
in this
was a
talk.
Pen pal pimp, man. No. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, drop some comments below right now. We got to get this pre-approved.
Oh, no!
We got to get this pre-approved or I start talking about shit like this. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my wife, Jazz. Love It Slim. Go subscribe.
Shout out to you, baby. Love It Slim. Definitely go subscribe. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no. So, you know, I had my hustles, man. And then, you know what I'm saying? And I was able to actually, I got some stories with that shit. Where I was able to help my mom from the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So it was legendary to be in prison and be able to help people financially. You know what I'm saying?
On top of your shit.
While in prison. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. it's definitely, it real to reciprocate. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the lawyer and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? My mom was able to help with that. You know what I'm saying? So that was before I went in there. Bro, it was a blessing. Shout out to you, man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But so to reciprocate and be able to help out in prison, monumental. But
big white man.
Anyway, from there though, it was I had all the shit, and then next thing you know, when I got out, I had that bracelet on, and then from there, I went to the parole thing with my mom, right? You know what I'm saying? And she actually came with her man's at the time, and he dead now, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying?
R.I.P., boy.
Yeah, for sure. But then he came with my oldest brother, and then we all went. And then me and my mom, after we went there, we got some hooks. You know, everybody knows on Northside.
Spectacular.
Hooks, boy.
The one on Broadway?
No, we didn't go to the one on Broadway. There was this one, there was a new one made that was just put in, I think it was by Brookdale.
Okay, I know that
yep,
one.
Yep, that one, yep. Yep. Yep, yep, yep. But that one on Broadway is the most infamous. That was the start one. You know what I'm saying? Man. For sure. But yeah.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Don't that's you do that. One. That's the what. You know what I'm saying? But then from there, me and my mom, we had to go see my parole officer within the X amount of time from the time you get released. You know what I'm saying? So we went to see Blaine. Went in, dude, outright, you got to understand, he had the highest rate of sending people back to prison. The recidivism rate with him. You know what I'm saying? So he let me know right
Shoot!
Through He let me know right through the door. He was like, hey, I believe you're going to go back. You know what I'm saying? I'm
Damn.
Paraphrasing a little bit. Yeah, 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 for sure. Because you got to understand, you look at my shit. I look like
big white man mode.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah. He was like, I was like, man, you ain't got to worry about me. He was like, oh, yeah, that's what they all say. You'll be back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he went crazy. I had a CO tell
big
me that
Caucasian,
right before
man.
I went to prison, too. Before I left prison, I had a CO tell me that, too.
Yep. I'll see you soon, son.
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm out. He started fucking with me. I said, hey, you know, you get down to about 100 days, yeah. 180 days, 90 days. Once you 18 months and shorter in prison, niggas right. in the joint start counting that shit down.
Oh,
nigga.
Really?
It's like, what? You got to think 18 months is what, a year and a half? Nigga, let a nigga in prison get it out of 18 months. Boy, you think you leaving in 30 days.
Oh, that's a fact.
Hell yeah, nigga. Because you know, 4 years, like, I got down to a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga,
like,
this shit. Because
you're on the back end.
I'm on the back end.
Yeah, once you're on the other half.
Once you break past that half part.
Yeah,
yep.
you, nigga, you coasting.
You coasting.
That makes sense.
So I had about 90 days left. Niggas, CO started saying something to me. Any other time, I would have went to the hole at this point. But right. then... He
you
said
threw a goddamn shit bomb on his ass. Huh?
Nah, I would
you
never
do like shit.
Nah,
bombs
hell no.
Bomb
but I got some of my niggas was on that.
They would get the blood,
throw shit
the
in the piss
cream.
Feces and throw it at them.
And the nut, that motherfucker.
They be on that type of time
God.
For sure. Yeah, they be on that Damn. Type of time. Yeah. They,
oh Lord,
they be on that for sure. You know what I'm saying? I never did that though. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was hella disrespectful.
Right, that's yeah. the top level.
But yeah, yeah, yeah. But no. Before I left, I'm trying to say something to me. I was leaving the calf, the chow hall. You know what I'm saying? He'd say something to me. I said, man, I ain't worried about your motherfucker. I got 90 days, nigga. And he was like, ah, you'll be back. I tried to get the laughs, and he got the last laugh, trying to roast me. And when he said it, though, I said, I'm a little fucked up. I don't know. I don't think I am, though, but fuck you. You know what I'm saying? It was some fucked up shit to say to a person. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm about to go home. Damn, y'all motherfuckers plotting on niggas' demise in this bitch.
Yeah, right.
But then, so Blaine, he tells me, he's like, yeah, man, you know, pretty much same shit. You know what I'm saying? And I said, and then my mom even looked at me, oh, like, my mom watching this, she knows it's true stories, all facts. You know what I'm saying? So the next thing you know, we get up out of there, and I had to get the bracelet put on and everything. And then I asked Blaine, though, before I left, I said, hey, man, I'm trying to play this basketball shit, though. Like, can I get, like, a pass or whatever? You know, for the first amount of time, he wouldn't give me no passes. Right. And then next thing you know, he started giving me, like, passes where I could go out for, like, a couple hours a day, 3 hours or whatever, every so many days or something. And then next thing you know, from there, within that window, I went up to the school, Anoka Ramsey, and then I went up there. And I went to both of the coaches I don't like. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know I was going to like him. I was going to dislike
him. This is when you first met him, yeah.
When I first met him. So I went up to the school. I actually seen a nigga I knew from the north side. His name was Bear. And I seen him.
Talking about Lil Bear?
Not that Bear.
Okay.
You know, there's a few different Bears. You know what I'm saying? Not Bear from USC either. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Other Bear, the north side. This is more like low end. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And,
Street Bear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So then next time I seen him. And I'm like, I was having a nigga, and I knew him and his brother growing up. You know what I'm saying? So then I was like, man, you up here? He was like, yeah, I hoop here. He was like, and I was like, damn, nigga. I was like, and then next time he was like, man, I was like, nigga, I'm approved here already. He was like, man, you got to put an application. I said, no, I already did that shit. I just got out, nigga, I'm good. You know, he was like, nigga, what? You did it? I had to break down the whole story that I'm done.
Which is crazy.
And I said, yeah, nigga, so, you know, I got to see the coaches. He was like, oh, come on, nigga. Ron and Rory is a son and a father and a son coach. Uh-huh. He was like, yeah, I'm going to bring you up there then. He was already playing at the team.
Like hooping in prison, though?
Yeah, I went towards the end.
Sharpening the skills a little bit.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
Towards the end. You know what I'm saying?
Playing because 21 or some shit.
Yeah, but then every time I tried to refrain from it, because every time, you know.
In trouble.
I'm a fight. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So then next time, I don't want to go to the hole. So towards
stop
the end.
Stop playing.
Yeah, stop playing.
Basketball, if you don't know, guys, if you play, especially if you play with a motherfucker like me, you know what I'm saying? If you got a high temper, you're going to fight.
Me, though. Yeah, yeah. So, we was damn about to fight when we first met.
Exactly.
But I was on that bracelet at that time. Like, I was there.
That saved that whole encounter.
You know what I'm
saying? But that's true, though. I'm a person that if you play ball, I'm going to antagonize you. I'm going to do everything. Yeah. Not only I'm going to kill you in ball, I'm going to kill your spirit. I'm going to talk crazy to you, and it's whatever. Yeah. So there's a lot of people that do that in basketball. So it's like, it's a part of the game. And there's a few motherfuckers you're going to run into that do that shit no matter where you at. So I'm one of them guys. So I understand why Slim hate motherfuckers that do that shit, because it ain't no joke. Yeah. But I always was the person that.
And to a nigga that's in prison, that's just purely disrespectful.
You don't play with people like that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a disrespectful game to a high-level, ignorant motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a couple you're going to run into your life. So and he ain't going to go for it.
Yeah, and it's crazy how the outside world and people in prison got two totally different compasses on how they handle shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you call a nigga, you hooping with a nigga in prison, you say, bitch-ass nigga, yeah.
Straight to violence.
You don't do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just more like, niggas ain't even really in there talking shit, like crazy disrespectful. It's just, they talking shit, but in a... I don't know if this is a nice way to say it, but
it's a way to do it in basketball.
100%.
But it could change like instantly, depending, especially on the temperament of the game.
For sure.
And the point, nigga, you beat me.
And
shit,
what's
nigga.
All on the line? We got commissary on the line. Different. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but I played towards the end in there. I played in a tournament in there, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In prison, a 3-on-3 little tournament towards the end.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Sharpen up the skills a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Trying
so
to
now
like,
you
get
about to go.
It.
You ride the walker to the coach office. Father.
Barry introduced me to him. So I'm like, hey, I just pulled up in there. I said, hey, man, I heard y'all had a team. I'm trying to play.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm the nigga y'all looking for.
He was like, yeah, I'm trying to play. I'm like, yeah. He was like, you asked me where I played in high school. I said, I ain't play high school.
Oh shit.
So
okay.
I ain't say I just got out of
prison.
Ain't,
you ain't tell him the prison.
Not right
you
away.
You show him your anchor.
No. Okay. I had pants.
You covered that motherfucker.
Hell yeah. But it was a little bulge. But if you ain't paying attention,
you ain't gonna see it.
So
and then you 7-foot motherfucker. They can't really go
for sure. So the next thing they like, yeah, okay, well, all right, fuck it. Because Bear was like, yeah, it's my man's. He was like, all right, we got practice or like open gym or something this time. Just come. That was trash as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to you. I was trash. You know, but in my last little hoorah before getting out of prison, I kind of sharpened it up. I could dunk at that point. Before prison, I couldn't dunk.
That's crazy.
Nothing. Yeah, like, yeah, it was just, come on, bro. Running up trying to grab the rim tight.
Barely.
Yeah, yeah. But
grabbing
that.
I grabbed it.
Full fucking tall, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was embarrassing. But while I was in prison, you know, you get doing some burpees, some pull-ups, some dips. You get to doing the double sets. Everybody know in prison, you get the little dominoes. You do 20 pull-ups, 20 dips, 20 push-ups. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to find a way to get in that MOOC. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first got to prison, I couldn't even do one dip. Nigga, like a dip. Like,
dips is tough, though.
Dips is, yeah.
Dips and pull-ups. Ain't no joke.
I'm seeing niggas busting them bitches out of the yard. I said, damn, they motherfuckers strong. They're no motherfucker.
Gargoyle.
I didn't want to go over there and get on the dips, nigga. Try me, nigga. Shit.
Right.
Nah, throw these bitches, though. Yeah, but it was like that. So, but by the time I came home, like, I was dunking and shit and like that, but not like crazy yet, though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm kind of filling out still. You know what I mean? I'm 22. Right?
For sure.
And I'm still getting my coordination. I was like a giraffe when they first born type with the
big angry legs.
Yeah.
Bambi moose.
Yeah, I wasn't coordinated at all. You know what I'm saying? So then I came, but one thing I knew I had, and this is what I had over niggas. Niggas cannot work me. I got too much dog. That's what it was.
One of the ones.
That's what it was.
So, yeah. And that was, you know your determination, your work ethic was going to overcome
it. I bullied all them niggas out there.
So, you played a few times. You bullied
me
around.
They let me on the team.
And then, so he just came to you. When he come to you, you asked him, or you just like, you know what? We like you. We're going to put you on the team.
Oh, no. He told me that day. That first day. Off the rip. Yeah, we want you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, for sure. But you know, one thing I could always do from the beginning, I could kind of shoot a little bit, though, always from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, that was probably like a thing for me where I was like, yeah, if I could do something.
You always had that baseline shot.
Yeah, that was my favorite shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Now that bitch is everywhere. But at that initial time, all I could do was that motherfucking, that baseline motherfucking 15 footer. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And most of it was just pure dog and garbage points. You know what I'm saying? Just all like that.
Just everywhere with it.
Everything else after that was all learned attributes. YouTube.
That's crazy. Because, yeah, straight from prison, you get your scholarship, and then you just walk into there, motherfucker, and you play on the team. That's hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People don't understand that part of your process, though.
For sure.
When you first told me that, that's why I tell motherfuckers all the time.
Mind you, it's a D3 JUCO.
Yeah, it's the bottom of the bottom.
I'm
somewhere, you know what I'm saying? But then you escalated, though.
But I felt like I was successful. I remember when I first put that jersey on for the first official game.
Yep.
Nigga, you couldn't tell me nothing. I could have dropped dead right there, and I was a success.
Shoosh!
No scholarship, no nothing. It's just, nigga, what?
Legendary.
Yeah, so it don't matter. You came from nothing to something.
For sure.
But you went to that JUCO, then you went to another one, right?
After that, so I'm going to tell you how cold this was, right? After that, I ended up, my nigga Day-Day, shout out to Day-Day, David Hicks, third. You know what I'm saying? It's mine, Twyla, and his pops, sister, all that good shit, and my dog, Ekeezy. But we I played that whole year. I ended up, like, when I first came home, I was like, man, I got to start. And this is how I actually found out about 43 Hoops Basketball Academy. Shout out to them. Shout out to Tom. Shout out to Rod, Killer.
Oh, yeah.
And Legacy Hoops, because he got his new shit going, too.
That's hard.
Legendary as fuck. I was just on FaceTime another day talking about it.
He just called me, too, actually.
Yeah. Shout out to Killer, man. Y'all know Killer.
One of the most viral videos ever.
Yeah, y'all know Killer as when I gave my boss a ride in my Hellcat. That's him. You know what I'm saying?
So funny.
Yeah. Hilarious. And he was not playing. But the thing was, is when I first came home, I'm like, man. Cause all I got is like street homies, street niggas. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Some homies died when I was in prison. Some never coming home from prison. So it was like I needed to start surrounding myself with people that's like my brother, Derry. But the thing was is when I come home, my brother Derry is a freshman. He's going into his freshman year of high school when I left for prison. And then when I came home, he's in his freshman year of college, right? So he's out in Marshall, Minnesota, which is far as fuck, right? So when I came home, he was in college, you know what I'm saying? But I can't wait for him to come home because he ain't gonna be home that much when he comes. So I gotta start surrounding myself around people that's like him, you know what I'm saying?
Good people.
So, good people that's like good, and they ain't on no bullshit, and ain't carrying toting pistols no more. Like he's locked in on his sports shit, right? So I ended up, where the fuck did I go? I was on my motorcycle one day. And I came home, I could done right through the door, too. The Chevy on 22.
Talk to him, champ.
The Caddy on 22.
Legendary.
Talk to him, champ. Yeah. I got to get a picture. I don't know if we can find him. I can insert him in there, man. But I was like,
come on, champ.
First year through the book, man. You know what I'm saying? Saved up big bread when I was in prison. Came home with the full understanding.
Tight.
Yeah. Tight. Yeah, tight. You know what I'm saying? I came through like that for sure. Uh-huh. And at that level, I felt like I was at this level back then.
Of course.
I came out of prison, you know what I'm saying? But I can't remember how. You know what's crazy?
What?
This is funny. So remember, like, you know, niggas that run with the streets and all that shit, you know, all the niggas from the north side, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to mention no gangs and all that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was over there by the spur, over there on the low end by the Y, and I seen niggas knew, and then later on that night, I went out, and then I ended up running, I was with my oldest brother, Kevin, and I was, I seen Schmitty, Brandon Smith. Shout out to Brandon Smith. Yeah. Shout out to B. Schmitty, man. I seen him downtown. And he was like, what's up, man? I just heard you just got out. I'm like, yeah. What's happening, man? And he was like, we started talking that prison talk because a lot of his homies that he used to be affiliated with, they was all in prison with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, come on, man. You know, we was talking that talk. And then next thing you know, he was like, I was like, yeah, now I'm out here, nigga. I'm on some hooping shit. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, you hooping? Yeah, man. I'm trying to get some buckets, man. Next thing he was like, oh, man, well, come up to 43 Hoops.
43 Hoops.
And he was like, I was like, where that at? He was like, St. Hopkins. So I was like, all right. So I was like, send me an address. So he texted me an address or something. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah, you're going to be up there this time, whatever. So I ended up going up there. And then that was off the first rip. That's when I met Day-Day that first day. I came up there on my motorcycle. Boom. Yamaha R1 acting dumb. I actually ended up giving that away to one of my subscribers.
Oh, you did? That was legendary.
That was dope. You know what I'm saying?
Legendary.
Yeah. And I know
you remember who it was, their name?
No, I can't remember off the top of my head, man. But shout out to him, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then I actually was up there, and then Day-Day, I was in the gym, and then Day-Day came on his motorcycle.
Yeah.
And then he came up to me, And he was just hella friendly. At that time, I wasn't used to niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Came up to me and was like, he was like, man, he must have seen my helmet. And was like, yeah, you got a bike, woo, let's go riding together, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I never really rode with niggas. You know what I'm saying? Right. I was just, you know what I'm saying?
A gay biker gang type.
No, hell no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, usually I'm trying to ride with someone on the back of that thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, I ain't trying to ride with niggas. I'm trying with someone on the back of that motherfucker.
Squeeze me, baby.
Yeah, so at that time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, changed man now, though. You know what I'm saying? Changed man. Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
Love it, Slim. Go subscribe.
So where the other buddy?
Shout out to my wife, Jazz.
Shout out to my baby. You know what I'm saying? And next you know, from there, I was like, he was like, man, come back up tomorrow. We do this all the time. So Day-Day, so B. Smitty is how I found out about 43 Hoops.
Right.
Day-Day is what kept me coming back to 43 Hoops. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. And then that's how I met all my other niggas, like EK, PJ, you know, Killer. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's how I got integrated into the whole 43 Hoops system, and that's how I met you, obviously. You know what I'm saying? I actually ended up meeting this nigga while we was in the whole... while the braces. Y'all got to go watch that story. We got that up on your channel and my channel, I think.
Yeah, it's a historical story.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, for sure. But we almost got no fight first time we met, long story short. You know what I'm saying? I tried to sub this nigga out. He tried to roast me. And then at this time, I came home. I was, long story short, I was dealing with a lot of violent... tendencies, you know what I'm saying? And there was a lot of close times where I was almost going back to prison. There's a lot of times where I definitely should have, but God, through the grace of God, I was able to make it through it and all that other stuff. And yeah, man, it was a blessing, you know. But my little brother, the one I've been telling y'all about, this dude ain't trying to get a game. He's like, man, you know, it's crazy. And then he looked away from me. I was about to hit that nigga in the back of his head so motherfucking hard, you know what I'm saying? But then what happened was, I looked over as soon as he did it, and I just vowed to my little brother. I told him, I said, I had just got into a fight with a nigga at the U.
Right.
And it was brutal, you know what I'm saying? And I'm on parole, you know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I'm on this bracelet, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just getting this thing off. And my brother, like, I understand I'm just getting passes and all this stuff at this time. So when I'm getting passes to do all this stuff at this time, like, it's real interactions and real problems happening. Mm-hmm. And it's all due to me, too. I'm going to keep it real with you. I just wasn't taking note. I had zero tolerance for everything and everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And next thing I look over, my brother went organic, did that shit. And my brother, I just told him, like, he had just got really mad at me, snapped on me. He's like, nigga, you gonna end up going back to prison, nigga. You gonna leave me again. He went crazy on me, and right, it made me feel fucking horrible. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then, so mind you, this is like 2 days later, not even, nigga. I just tell this nigga, because everybody not trying to sub this nigga out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying not to sub this nigga out. Like, he ain't gonna come out the game. No, nigga, you gonna come out this motherfucking game, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
The guard.
And at this time, I'm full confrontation. I want, nigga, all niggas ain't trying to sub this nigga out. Yeah, nigga, well, let's have a problem then, nigga. Then
what's up, Slim?
When the sub nigga, I said, tapped him on the shoulder. He was leaning over like this. Tapped him on the shoulder. Hey, man, you out, man. You know what I'm saying? He was like, damn. He looked at me and he was like, you ain't even say that, I don't think.
I was like, man, I ain't getting out, man.
No, he didn't do all that. No, he didn't. He was like, man, he looked at me. I don't even think you said that. He was just like, man, come on, man. Like,
I was like, get somebody else.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Then next time, he just looked away.
Yeah.
And like he just, like, understand, nigga.
Damn.
Niggas was in prison. We shout out my nigga Ray. You know what I'm saying? Other niggas that know me from the Joey. You know
Ray.
Hey, yeah, Joey. A lot of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Joey.
Yeah, Joey. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga, next thing you know. Last nigga that turned his motherfucking back on me like that when he was in the joint, nigga, he got paws and beat up and his motherfucking head split open. You know what I'm saying? And this is all facts. You can ask any niggas I was in prison with. And next thing I went to the hole again, nigga. That was the last nigga that turned his motherfucking head on me like that. And then here go this nigga, did the same
damn
shit. Same shit to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm buck-eyed. I look over at my brother on the sidelines. My brother like, no, no. So I'm like, I'm looking at my shot. I'm like, this motherfucking boy, this nigga is crazy. Nigga, and I just said, man.
Damn.
I'm walking off the court hot. I feel like a nigga just hold me.
I was all the way in the middle of the court, too, like where you jump ball at. He walked over
facts
and tapped me. He came in to burn and all that. I looked at him, man. Go to somebody else, man.
Oh, I'm hot. So I'm over there, palm sweating. I'm over there walking to my brother. DJ said, bro, this is a basketball nigga,
and
bro.
He walked back, yeah.
He kept telling me that. He's like, bro, he's just basketball nigga. Say, not meaning nothing like that. And I should say, I said, hey, D-boy, nigga, I'm hot. Nigga, I'm over there sitting down like this. I'm looking at this nigga. I said,
I never get that. Because he's like, usually I do shit to people like that. It's over with, nigga. Because niggas like, no, he don't know me. I don't know him. But nigga, I usually do shit like niggas know what it is. Like, and it was whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm playing, going down the court, you know, because I'm still, my surroundings, I'm on it all the time. I know I kind of roasted him. So I'm looking, I'm hooping. And I look.
I'm hot.
Nigga just staring at me, running up and down the court. So I'm like, man, this nigga, so I asked PJ, I said, hey, PJ, what's up with that nigga? He said, man, that nigga just got out of prison, man. That nigga type crazy. I said, for real? I said, okay, shit, all right. He's like, no, I'm telling you, man, that nigga a little different, man, so just watch your back. I'm like, man, come on, man. Ain't no nigga that crazy. That nigga was that crazy, staring at me. I'm like, the fuck? So when I finally come out of the game, I'm like three seats behind. He's still just looking at me. I'm like, this nigga, man, come on, man, pay attention to this nigga. But I didn't know all this was going on. I just knew this nigga was staring at me crazy the entire time. Like, this nigga,
I was fighting with myself so hard. And then my brother over there the whole time. Dude, Corey, bro, it's all good, bro. Like, just relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is basketball, niggas. You got to understand there's times when me and my brother got into, like on full, nigga, like, I'm hitting niggas on the court. It's like, my shout out to my nigga James, JP, he know. You know what I'm saying? There was no talking, there's no nothing. You know what I'm saying? I came home and it was like, I had some issues, man. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And all them cell fights and all that shit, nigga, it was like, it was up every time. Yeah. There was no, then you got to be quick. You know
straight
what I'm saying?
Violence. Get it off when you
Right, just like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? I was dealing with that. So, you understand, my brother's on the sideline talking to me the whole time. Hey, bro, it's just, it's basketball, bro. It's how this shit go. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get me to, like, learn the game of how basketball players are and shit. I had to really evolve to that and learn that shit and learn how to be, like, a student athlete and learn to do homework. I had to learn all this stuff. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 100%. So, you know, to kind of even get back from that, though. So it's like, you got to think, when I'm fully playing basketball, like, this is like a real, this is a real problem for me. Like, I'm not understanding how to be around basketball people like that. So I needed people like EK. I needed people like Day Day. I needed examples like PJ. I needed people around me that did this stuff and then, like, knew me and then, like, and then obviously a lot of shit didn't happen with me. A lot of me and my bros, where it's like they didn't see me in action for real.
Yep.
So it's like I needed, they needed to know like I got problems. And shout out to Day Day Mom, she helped me significantly with that.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like letting me know like, hey. And then that was the first black family that I seen really put together
with the and mom
like
and, dad,
and then really pushing each other and evolve. And they wasn't like bloods and crips with each other because that's kind of like where I come from with the family demographic. So it's like.
Real, like some real, money and shit too.
Real money, real understanding, and like real inviting and real nice. Yeah. And they ain't being diabolical with you. They not setting you up for the okie doke. Like they just genuinely want to help you, and they really good just family. Love you. Good fucking family. Shout out to Twyla, Big David, Lil David. Most you know definitely. What I'm saying? Ricky, everybody, Daviana, all of them. You know what I'm saying? And even their mom and pops and their grandmas and all that.
Yeah,
and the whole aunties, uncles, all of them. You know what I'm saying? But they really like took a nigga under the umbrella and like, and I was really being around them and all these different basketball players. And I started to learn, like, oh, these niggas just be talking like this, and some of these niggas just be, oh, so he's not really tough. He just be, he don't really mean that shit. And I ain't talking about you, but
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? These niggas don't really mean no harm with none of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I had to learn that shit. But before
but
I
overall,
learned it,
yeah, most niggas just talk like that.
Yeah, really. Before I learned it, though, it was like, nigga, I was
it's
having
shocking.
A. Shocking. Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta think, nobody ever in prison doing it. So, and if it happened, it was instantly up. There's no talking, there's no nothing. And if you don't want to get it in the cell, you get it right here on the flag.
Damn right.
They can go like that. And we can all go to the hole. Let's go pack up these bins and we can go sit down for a while.
For sure.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like that. So, you come home, you gotta think, it doesn't matter if it's truly who I am or not truly who I am, right? The thing is, if you do something for 4 years,
I'm conditioned to it. Especially as a kid through your adolescence.
I grew up in there.
Right.
You know, I think I went in there a boy and I came out a man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before I thought I was like a hustler before prison, but I really wasn't like, I perfected everything when I was in prison.
That's crazy.
Everything was perfected and I grew up in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So you got to think, whatever bad habits and tendencies I had, I didn't get no closure on them by the time I came home because I was really dealing with some shit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the people that really stood in my corner and really helped me get through all that. You know what I'm saying? And helped me be the man I am today. Yeah, every last person played a vital role that I'm mentioning.
So that's how we met. We met on the court, you know what I'm saying? Post subbed in for me. I was doing being my motherfucking.
And self,
just,
for sure.
Yeah, we just brushed them all like, man, come on, man, get somebody else, man. I'm out here killing, man. I'm tired, but nigga, I'm scoring. I need to get 40, nigga.
Facts.
I'm trying to kill. So,
But Day Day's mom and his dad, though, I know we kind of went way off track with it, but Day Day's mom, dad, and Day Day. So when I got done with that first year, what I did was I was like, man, I need somebody to make me a highlight because I'm gonna self promote myself.
Right.
Day Day had a guy who made highlights. So then I made a highlight my whole self. I went through all my DVDs and all that because the coach didn't fuck with me. Mind you, I didn't start one game, no nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
sorry,
saying?
Sorry, nigga. Don't like you was cold.
No, but no. Shout out to Henry. RIP to him. He played over me. You know what I'm saying? He dead now. You know what I'm saying? But rest in peace. But even he would say to me, like, bro, there's no way I should be playing over you.
Okay, gotcha.
So let's get some understanding, bro. The number one savage and dog on the team. You got to understand, nobody on that whole team went nowhere, nigga.
Okay.
Shout out to all of them.
Gargoyle.
Shout out to every last one of them.
Talk to them.
But couldn't none of them fuck with me, nigga. I'm the only one. I went
D1. One of the ones.
I went D1 out that whole school. Nobody went nowhere, did nothing.
Choosh!
Not even the niggas I played against on that whole fucking
legendary
conference of that school. You see what I'm saying?
So, don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Don't do it. You see what I'm saying? Because I go there. You see what I'm saying? My natural self is a humble person. You see what I'm saying? But no, nigga, I was that nigga for sure. I was definitely, where were they?
One of the ones.
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%. And they didn't treat me accordingly either.
Okay.
But it's okay. I'm going to blow through every wall. Juggernaut, nigga.
Was that the first year?
That was the first year.
You was there for 1 year.
1 year.
Okay.
Yeah, but then they didn't start me not no
time. But they
times.
Gave you the chance, though, brother. You
but I ain't going to lie, though. I'm not going to just play victim either, though.
Yeah, you came out saying? Of prison, brother.
I came out of prison. I beat a few teammates up. I was come on that type on, of time. Man. You know what I'm saying? I got kicked off team, put on team. Yeah, but niggas was playing with me. Don't play with me. You know what I'm saying? So it was like that, nigga. And the niggas who I fought on that team, they know who it
so
is.
So it's like a reason why they didn't play you, too.
Nah, but yes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Right. I'm acting too dumb. Okay.
All right, because I went through a lot of shit.
But here's the
too.
Thing. But here's the thing, though. I, at the time, I was looking at it like, no, because if we keep it, I'm thinking like, nigga,
oh, of course
if we keeping it to strictly basketball.
It ain't never strictly basketball.
See, but I had to learn that, though.
Yeah, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah. I'm going to keep it real. I'm not going to play victim. Right. Squabble got down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And they looked at me like, damn, this nigga OD aggressive.
For sure.
Got problems.
For sure.
It's my first year home.
Yep.
I had to battle through a lot. Got kicked off of Fakim a couple times. Got put back on the team. All that. Yeah. Had some meetings on the team.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Had
that's
to talk
why.
With the players. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure. You know, but yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
It's always going to be politics and like chemistry. And
but I took it personal
control.
As if y'all ain't playing me because y'all ain't thinking I ain't
course,
good. You know what I'm saying?
I went through the same thing.
So I ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? I had 20-point game, 20-point rebounds type
don't
understanding.
Matter. They probably look gassing at on that.
Probably be, but someone
probably like a 12. You say it's
probably like a 12 and 12.
Yeah, but it felt gassing like
20. I felt like I had 20 and 20.
You damn right. Yeah,
I got to put a little stank
on it. 12 and 5.
But I definitely had games where I had over 20 rebounds for sure.
Oh shit, big Robin.
3, 4, 5 blocks type, all that. Yeah. Just dog. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely had that for sure.
Legendary.
Come on, man. But that then you got to think, though. So I knew I had all that in the chamber. So even the coach didn't fuck with me because he got to understand. This I took really personal. They told me that they said after I beat up one of the teammates, they called me in the office or whatever. And then they're like, hey, man, we're going to let you go off the team or whatever. And then I said, hey, man. So I'm breaking down the understanding because I ain't beat. Listen. I ain't put pause on them.
Come on, champ.
In practice, I put pause on. We all trying to have like a little get together type, go out and just have some team camaraderie. Nigga got drunk and started talking crazy to me. You see what I'm saying?
Relax.
Well, I thought it was crazy.
Yeah, you can't do that, brother.
But then next thing you know, so.
No matter if it's
on
the premises or not, you can't fight your teammates. It's still.
Man, listen,
a teammate.
We scrabbled down, got down
tell.
Right there. You know what I'm saying? And then he quit. I want him all. He quit. You know what I'm saying? And he know who he is. I ain't even going to mention his name. You know what I'm saying? He quit.
You still got a problem with him?
No, I ain't got no problem with him.
The jig is up.
I did what I had to do. I ain't got no problem with him.
Okay,
it's
you
all
won.
Peace.
Yeah, I be like that too when you I heard I whoop a nigga something like, nigga, I'm cool. I won. Shit.
Yeah, I ain't tripping about that. But then next thing you know, somehow I got back to the coach. The told on me.
Of course, nigga.
You see
tell,
what I'm saying?
Man. You know what?
The jig is up.
The jig is up.
Nigga going to tell.
But then next thing you know, they called me in the office and they tell me about this. And then next thing you know, they said, they was like, man, so what's your plans with basketball? I said, I'm finna go D1, man. They laughed at me. Both of them.
Of course they laughed.
Son and father laughed at me.
In your face,
I
too.
I said, all right, well, cool.
With the Joker move.
So I said, God bless you. I only want to, because you know you can be there 2 years. I want to elevate anyway.
Yeah, for 2 years, yeah.
So I said, I told Day-Day's mom, yeah, man, I'm trying to get up. I'm trying to go, you know, go in these schools, big time schools. You know,
yeah, get out
Day-Day was D1. He went LIU and all that, you know, which was in the same conference. It's crazy as Central Connecticut, CCSU.
Yep.
So in NEC, right?
Y'all played each other, right?
No. Because, you know, you know what I'm saying? He did things the right way. He was in college at 18.
I'm tripping.
I was in prison at 18. So you I'm played, 4 years behind
you. Who did you play at? It was somebody.
In college?
Yeah.
That we knew?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nah. We'll probably figure it out.
No,
as we
I'm
go.
Tripping. No, I'm thinking because you was on the team with Frankie, right?
Yeah, Frankie, yep.
At
Coppin.
There you go. That's what it was. I remember you was with somebody as you knew that.
Yeah, so we're going to get to that one in a second.
That's a whole different story.
Yeah, for sure. But then next thing you know, what happened was is I went from that meeting, got back to it. Then next thing you know, from there, I went and I had Day-Day. Guy make me a highlight, and I went through all my DVDs and made time stamped them and made my own highlight with Day-Day's homeboy.
Oh,
right? And then me and Twyla, Day-Day's mom, we went to the post office. She helped me mail out all these. It was like 60 DVDs, bro. I sent them to every motherfucking D1 JUCO in the country.
Putting that work in.
What? Went crazy. And then next thing you know, from there, only two hit me back. Miami-Dade Community College and San Jose Community College.
San Jose.
And then I was talking to both, and I gave them both transparency, right? Oh, yeah, for sure. And we gave them both transparency. I told them all, both I was on parole, because you got to understand, I got to transfer my parole wherever I go.
Right.
So then next thing you know, Miami-Dade, once I told them that, it was a black coach too, he stopped fucking with me. But then San Jose, Percy Carr, shout out to Percy Carr. I was just in the Bay recently, tried seeing him when I was there. He got Alzheimer's and dementia right now, so I wanted to see him. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yeah, for sure. But changed my life, though, gave me a shot. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah, wanted to help a young black man. You know,
legendary.
Yeah, for sure. And he gave me a shot, transferred my parole out to California, everything. You know what I'm saying? And
then top of the moot.
My medicine, all that. He buy my medicine. You know what I'm saying? He was doing, I mean, he ain't going to give me trouble now. He buy my medicine, paying my rent.
Big.
You know what I'm saying? It was legendary, dog. And you know,
big.
JUCO colleges in California don't give scholarships.
Facts.
So he when he paying for all this, bro, it's like it's love. I said, oh shit, okay, I got me. He one of them niggas. He really
don't get it. One of them ones or Mr. Screw.
Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? So then next thing you know, I transferred my parole there, went there, and I killed there too. You see what I'm saying? Killed there too.
That's crazy. I remember
that's my best favorite college year, bro.
I remember when I was first coming out of school and I never had no schools to go to, and when I went to my dog's Bill College, Silly Indiana. I was out there playing.
I remember you telling me about that.
They were trying to get me to go to Tallahassee Community College and San Jose Community College, which is crazy.
Oh, wow.
But I went up going to Georgia Premier. So that's why you say San Jose is like, damn.
Yeah,
I
remember. Rings a bell. Yep. Yeah. That's crazy.
One of the colors like blue and yellow, Excuse me, something like that.
Something purple and yellow.
Something
Jaguars.
I remember them colors. Like, damn, they look, I like their jerseys.
Yeah, good memory, bro.
Yeah, because I was looking. I remember because they showed me the team. I was like, nigga, I need to go somewhere. I had nowhere to go. I'm like, damn, I like that. Them colors look good in San Jose. I was thinking about it. It was San Jose, Tallahassee. Then I end up going to the one
crazy.
In Atlanta. But yeah, that's crazy.
You never
crazy.
Told me that until now.
I know. I just thought about it.
I just remember that.
Yeah, I just thought about
it. I just was told that now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I just thought about it. Even when I after JUCO, I was going to go to San Jose State or is Arizona State.
Yeah.
I chose Arizona State.
Yep. So, yeah. And you got to think, even after that, though, you know what I'm saying? I went there. I was killing, but I had problems there, too. But
oh, I know.
I'll put some hands on some teammates at that school, too.
Yeah, a lot of hands was put on motherfuckers.
Yep, in college, in practice, some out of practice. You know what I'm saying? My dog Frankie witnessed all this, so shout out to my dog Frankie.
And then we got the legendary, you know, knifing story there.
Yeah.
We already told that, though.
Yeah, we did. You gotta go back.
We put the link below in the description of that
story. Yeah, for sure, yeah. But my dog Frankie.
He stabbed some people.
No, just relax, relax.
One of the ones. Oh, Lord! Red. Come on, champ.
Stab a couple niggas.
No, we don't. Listen, we're not glorifying none of this. You know what I'm saying? I had real mental problems at this point.
For
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real with you. Like, I need
don't
help.
Get it fucked up, you know, or miss the screw.
You know what I'm saying? I had a real hard time evolving. You know what I'm saying?
Super, super
so
hard.
So whenever I'm saying this, there's no glorification to it
at
all.
It wasn't no game. It was serious.
Because after it happened, Frankie knew every time I put my hands on somebody, I get depressed after. Like, damn, because I felt like I was trying not to do it.
Yeah, what was that, like, big goddamn for mice and men type motherfucker?
Oh, yeah. I know that. Yeah. The two brothers, right? Yeah, I remember that.
Quit doing, goddamn.
Yeah. I couldn't
kept
help.
Killing something.
Couldn't help myself, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I tell Frankie, like, I do like I do now. Stay way out the way. Right. But then I'm with Frankie, and then he's younger. So then I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't never going to let nobody ever play with Frankie or nothing with him close.
Yeah.
Whether it's with me, you definitely ain't playing with me, but you definitely ain't playing with my people.
Right.
So every time I end up putting my hands on somebody, Frankie knows, like, full transparency, like, I was always getting depressed after, because it was like, imagine trying something, and then you like, next time I'm in this situation, I'm gonna do this, it. I'm gonna do that. And then next thing you do it, and you get in that situation, and then you completely fail yourself. That was really depressing.
That was really depressing. Especially you know where you come from and how far you came.
Yep.
You know the bush you was in.
And I'm still on parole, and I'm in California, dog. So I actually caught a case in California. Then I ended up beating the case in California. This all while I'm in college.
Crazy.
Second year. That's why I say through the grace of God, you know what I'm saying, I was able to find my way.
And that's 2 years out of college. And
2 years.
Straight from that first school to your, as soon as you got out, the first school, then now you in San Jose.
Within the first 2 years.
And you acting that dumb the entire time, fighting, getting all the...
Still ain't learning, bro.
God damn,
having a hard time.
Boy, that motherfucking CEO was almost right. Your motherfucker.
Yeah,
you
for
was
sure.
A lucky
no, he
nigga,
was
boy.
Right. If it went through the grace of God, bro, I'm back.
Oh, big back, too.
You see what I'm saying?
Especially when that last
when I caught that case in California, though, that's when I was like, it's over.
Yeah, it's over with.
Where that motherfucker at, huh?
The jig is up.
When I caught that case, up. I thought the jig was all the way up. You know what I'm saying? I said, damn, I fucked up bad this time.
Come on, champ.
Yeah. Yep. Shout out to my dog Frankie and his people, man. They got that case dropped.
Damn cleaned it up.
You know what I'm saying? And dude changed his testimony. And I mean, shout out to him too, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Cause relax.
He had to do it, but he did it. You know what I'm saying? So Frankie got him to do that. So I got it. Cause nigga, I'd still be in that bitch.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a fact.
The time
he was trying to give a nigga.
Yeah, and then like the story just keeps evolving. It's just crazy because it goes back to saying what we were saying in the beginning about people. You know, putting that work in, believing it, and actually, you know, doing the due diligence.
Facts.
Not just waiting for something to come to you. If you were sitting in that jail waiting for a college to come and get you, never would happen.
Yep.
If you were sitting in that jail waiting for somebody to fill out the application for you, it never would happen.
Facts.
If you didn't get your ass up and go to that school, if you didn't get your ass up and find that school, find the one with the less wins, fill out them applications and go there, nigga, you never would have happened.
Facts.
So you got to go do it. You got to go to it and get through it, man.
Yeah, you want it all, you got to go through it all.
Yeah, like it's
and
just.
And I went through it all, man.
Right, and that's just the beginning stages, man. Yeah. So,
but even then, though, after that, though, I went from San Jose.
Right.
And shout out to Percy for that, man, because, you know, he no matter if I got kicked off the team, he always got me back on. So you see, this was a reoccurring thing.
Oh, for
sure. You see what I'm saying? So I was really dealing with that shit. And then, but he gave me a shot, though. He never reported me to my PO. Never nothing. Came to my PO meeting with me every day. We drove to this green slug bug, went down there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dallas, too. That was one of the coaches. I really liked him a lot, too. But yeah, he would take me to my parole meetings every month, never snitched on me, never nothing, bro. And I was going through some real turmoil, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, the next thing you know, I went to Coppin, and then I had a red shirt there that year, didn't play. And then from Coppin and Baltimore, shout out to Coppin State, Baltimore, you know, shout out to all the people out there in Baltimore. And then from there, I went to Connecticut, CCSU, and then they did what they did too, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't think I put no hands on
people.
Oh, no, I had some close, I had some close.
Now you about to fight the coach, all type of
Baltimore, too. I had problems, too. Yeah. Baltimore, I had problems, too.
I had a problem, but yeah. You made it through.
I did.
You know what I'm saying? You ended up getting your bachelor's degree.
Yeah.
After all that.
Yeah.
And that's why I was telling motherfuckers, like, they don't know, like, that story alone. We should sit there and tell me that shit. We had 43 hoops, and you explaining that part.
Yeah.
I thought of some of the most legendary shit I've ever seen and heard in my life. Like, how the fuck? That's crazy.
Yeah, he was three when I come back in the summers.
When we became cool.
That's when we became cool. Because I did not like that nigga for a long time. For a long time.
We never
But
spoke,
I didn't really. Like him. Like, no, none of you hating ass motherfuckers that be hating on him don't like him. I didn't like him because he played with me.
Facts.
It wasn't because he had confidence. It wasn't because of how he dressed. It wasn't because of what he do, how he says it. No, it was because he played with me.
Yeah, no question.
That's it. But go ahead.
And then like I said, we've told the story before, but yeah, like when he used to come back from college, you know what I'm saying? We were just the two hardest workers in the gym.
Yeah.
And I'm in the gym working out. He in there working out. He got his meals. He got a little insurance, drinking, getting bigger. So I'm just seeing him every day. As I'm working, he working. I'm like, man, we the only two niggas working out. We only two niggas staying. He getting his
solitary
shots up.
Too.
Yeah, by ourselves. One of us in there, just me and him running across each other. And I finally said something to him. I'm like, man, I see you working out, man. You're getting big and all that, man. That's what's up. I'm like, damn, you had where you at now? That's when I finally start asking you questions. I'm at college. I'm like, nigga, you at D1? And that shocked me because I remember this is a present nigga.
And then he also was there when nobody was trying to pick me on the team when I first came home from prison.
You see what I'm saying? God.
So I went from being on some real shit, full transparency. I went from nobody wanted to pick me when I got there because I ain't know how to run plays. I ain't know how to set a screen. I ain't know how to do shit.
And it's like a program we had there. Like if you don't know the persons or the teams, you'd be totally discombobulated. It's almost impossible.
You got to play the politic game.
Yeah, because everybody play with each other, know each other. It's like a crazy sequence how the teams are running there. So it's hard.
Them niggas is like a fraternity.
Yep, and there's going to be the same people playing the same way all the time. And it's hard because niggas are all cabal. It's five fast
every
speed.
Every nigga done something with the basketball on high levels.
It's fast speed, high octane, and it's aggression. It's no joke.
Yeah.
So it's hard to penetrate that. So I used to be watching like, damn, we'd be playing. He'd be trying to, hey, I'm in for you. And they're like, nah, man.
I remember the first time they tried to pick me. I said, I had next.
You had next. Yeah, and they didn't want to give it to me. I got next. And they just got on the court, picked this team.
Yeah, remember that shit.
And they didn't want to pass you the ball.
I was like, nigga, remember you were sitting on the sideline. Remember you was like, Cece said something to me. I was like, nigga, this whole motherfucker ain't a nigga in this bitch that can fuck with me, nigga. Yeah. I went crazy.
Yeah, he went nuts.
This is all my first home. I said, nigga, I got next. Nigga, ain't no nigga in this. He was like, nigga, ain't nobody gonna have sympathy for. I said, nigga, ain't no nigga in this bitch can fuck with me.
Yeah,
you
I
see
was
what I'm saying?
There rolling like,
I went crazy. I'm snapping on everybody in this motherfucker, man. What's happening?
Yeah, because you were sitting there for so long, it made you so mad.
Oh, I was hot.
And then they gonna say that too. Like, nigga,
I was ready to squabble anything and everything in that motherfucker.
I'm just sitting on this joint trying to get in and let me in. Now you ain't got, man, fuck all this shit, man.
Blow this whole bitch up. What's happening?
Fact, because they took it there. I understood it too. I was saying, hey, nigga, let that nigga play, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? The fuck? I get it. I was just looking.
And that's when Killer came out. Look. That's the word I said to my boss right there. Okay, he came out. He comes out. He said, hey, killer.
Yep.
That's how he talked. Killer, hey, yo, come out at me, son. Yep. Come on, man. It's all good, killer. Listen, it was like, I said, hey, no, man, fuck these niggas, man, straight up. So he like,
playing.
Man, listen, it's all good. Come out at me. Went to the office, chopped it up, whatever. Then from there, I like killer though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga.
Yeah, I understand. We got similar stories and shit.
Oh, for sure.
Shit, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, I fucked with him. He was like, listen, man, come up here. And niggas wasn't trying to work me out. Wasn't trying to do shit. He's like, I'll work you out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? We could do this. Woo. You know, so it's all good. Don't do nothing, man. Just all I ask is don't put your hands on nobody.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And I said. All right, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then next thing over there, but that was.
Then you finally got to play in it.
So I worked my way into that, though. And then I went from nobody wanting to pick a nigga to everybody arguing for me to be on their team.
Right, a necessity.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, full on. No, niggas arguing. I got Slim. No, nigga. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So I had to work my way up to that motherfucking level. You know what I'm saying? So when three's seeing me, he's seeing all that progression. You see what I'm saying? And then he's seeing me, and then he's saying something, and then that's where you was continuing.
Yeah. So it took a long time, actually, because I don't fuck with niggas to death.
Right,
I would never care. Like, I don't even think about giving a fuck. Like, it ain't even a
for
thought.
For sure.
I ain't even going on my way not to say nothing. I ain't even thinking about a nigga.
Broken heart, let's talk about
this
shit.
Yeah, I nigga, that's the last of my concerns. But like I said, if I see a motherfucker that's coming from where I come from and then putting the extras in, I appreciate that. I always appreciate a grinder. I always appreciate a motherfucker that come up. Like I said, I love to see a nigga win. That's just something because it always was hard for me. So if someone else coming up and winning, I think it's dope, and I'm going to salute it. So when I saw, I'm like, damn, this nigga at D1. I'm seeing the shorts, the purple little shorts. I'm like, nigga, that's D1. Yeah. I'm like, damn, I see you working out and shit, getting motherfucking bigger. Like, damn, you at D, what school you at? Like, I'm like, damn, you at your school? You go D1? Like, yeah. I'm like, damn. Yeah. So that shit shocked me because I was like, that's hard. You know what I mean?
My dog Frankie Johnson, man.
Yeah, that was hard. So if it didn't, we just corresponded little by little. You know what I'm saying? And over the time, we started working camps.
Yeah, we became friends. And then every time he'd be talking to me and shit, like every time, like even when I went to Connecticut, you know what I'm saying? Everything, like he was always telling me, like when I came home and during the summers and shit, because there's so much extracurricular stories y'all have no ideas about. You know what I'm saying? None.
Yeah.
And then when I come in, he sees certain things. He'd be like, damn, nigga, boy, you got to write a book, nigga. You're the most legendary nigga ever.
Yeah.
He was always saying shit like that.
Yeah, because I understand details of just life and all that shit, nigga, from prison doing it. I'm like, nigga, this shit is top level. That nigga graduate. I'm like, nigga, graduating?
Yeah.
That's hard as fuck.
Yeah. Never nigga, graduated from high school.
You got to write a book, nigga.
Yeah, he was saying that back then.
Nobody do no shit like this.
Yeah.
This is before YouTube, man. We used to work them camps, nigga, sitting there and talk for hours at the camp, man. It's about everything and in life, and it's just, man, to see that shit when you graduate, it was so
legendary.
And
that's when all the things, bro. And that's when all the reciprocation happened, where I'm banging the CDs, I'm coming to his concerts, I'm doing all that shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
I'm buying the merch, I'm doing that.
It was such a slow, long process before we became cool.
Yep.
It was years.
For sure.
That's years of process.
Like, I'm seeing every time I see them.
Yeah, we ain't talked for years. Each other every day.
Not a word to each other.
It took a long time, nigga. Yep. Like, right before he graduated, nigga. So that was at least 2 years.
Yep, for sure.
Right at the end. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yep, 2 years. 2 years from the time I came home.
Yep.
Because it was 2 years. Yeah, it was 2 years. Yep, two years from the time I came home from the time that happened.
Yep, that's crazy.
Yep, for sure.
And then from then on, we started working camps. Then we was inseparable, nigga. Every camp, he there, I'm there. We do everywhere, nigga.
Yeah, we doing everything together.
We acting dumb, so it was like...
We was working, they was trying to separate, nigga, so we wouldn't be
talking. Can't have two of yous out here, because I was the first ignorant nigga there. So it was like,
for sure.
Hey, man, three of you. You can't have two wild niggas together all the goddamn time. Y'all niggas both retarded.
For sure.
How y'all going to be at the same time? Like, man, it is what it is.
For sure.
We got to work together, nigga. We ain't working.
Yeah.
Every camp, every day, we was always together from dinner on, nigga.
Yep.
And then boom, nigga.
But then from there, just to kind of pick up from there, so from then, copping, then I had other D1 offers, and then next time I went to all my visits and everything like that, and then I ultimately ended up picking CCSU, bitch asses. I should have never even went there.
Central Connecticut.
But I went. I can't regret it, though, because that's where I met my dog, Mo, one of my best friends.
Everything's happening.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my dog, Kyle. Like, I met a lot of legendary people there fast. I met a lot of dope motherfuckers that I fuck with for life type there. So it was like everything happened exactly how it's supposed to.
And that's crazy that I've been to all them places.
Yep, crazy as fuck.
Been in El Canet, where your college was at.
Yep, because we went there on the meet and greet.
Yeah, when the meet and greet there, and we went to San Jose.
Yep, yep.
That's crazy 100%, as hell. And we did it in that parking lot of your school.
Yep, 100%.
Wow.
Crazy. But I ain't fuck with them either, man. Well, the old fucking boy, don't get me started with them. But then, my last senior year, they did me dirty. You know what I'm saying? They did me dirty, all because nigga background type. It was bogus.
Oh, yeah, the last minute, that was crazy.
Bogus hell. You got to understand how much I prepped for that year. And then him to do me like that last year.
They don't
year,
be knowing, bro. They don't
that
know
was
story.
Crazy.
At the extra breadery and all that on them.
What? And that's why I said you gotta always know how to.
Choosh!
Yeah, you always gotta know how to reverse pivot without traveling, man. You know what I'm saying? Because when that happened, you gotta think from prison. I had to pivot, right? When I caught that case in Bay, I had to pivot,
right?
The next thing you know, I went to Connecticut, had to pivot, and then I started YouTube, and then I had to pivot doing YouTube. You know what I'm saying? That's why I took that break that I took. So it's like that's why I always tell y'all, you gotta know how to tear some shit down to rebuild. In order for you, anybody to evolve, you gotta really let go of your old self and kill that person in order to build up the new person.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't build this person and build another person. No, this is not, man.
Especially
listen.
If he straight disintegrated, like he just a terrible motherfucker. He got to go.
Yeah, 100%. And what I was on and dealing with them problems of being violent and all that shit, like I had to really let that shit go because it was hurting the people closest to me. I was really fucking up shit and burning bridges with the people closest to me. And just thank God for the people that was meant to be with me, that never gave up on me, that kept fucking with me, no matter how much patience they had to show. And you know what I'm saying? I just really appreciate that. And through the grace of God, he put them people strategically in my life on purpose for me to get to this point, to be able to evolve up until this level. You know what I'm saying? So that's just real huge, man. So make sure y'all tear down whatever bad parts of you in order to rebuild the best parts of you. You know what I'm saying?
It counts.
Yeah, you got to do that, man. But that's crazy. We wasn't even supposed to be. We ended up going crazy about my whole shit.
I know. That's why I wanted to go there. I want to give that. For sure. You know, since now I want to give you a story.
My overseas contract too. I forgot about that. Even after that, I signed my overseas contract. All that. Yeah. Full still trying to take a nigga down. Then work my way up. Got an agent. Shout out to Joe.
Give him the whole shit.
And then next thing you know, from there, blew my fucking
top of the moon.
6 hours before the flight.
Crazy.
With my dog PJ with me. PJ Type set me up with that one too.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, what the hell?
And then we'll get into the this next saga after that, because that's one love. Then that's before.
What's that
saga? Get to the next saga, then that's the YouTube journey came right after that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. That's just one piece. You know what I mean?
We it was
to
crazy.
Up to that point right there when he blew that knee out, bang.
Yeah.
Then the epiphany comes.
Yeah, drop some comments below too, because I know y'all want to see them prison stories. Y'all want to hear them.
Them prison stories are legendary. We all got those.
Three love my prison stories.
I mean,
Jazz Mom, dude, too.
Yeah, I don't Shout I won't to you, say bye. That I love prison, but it's like, of course, I like, always watched them shits when I was a kid. I was scared straight, and then the prison TV shows and movies and shit.
Yeah.
They're legendary, you know what I'm saying? Sure. It's just, because I get it, you know what I mean? Because nigga could have been there easily. So I empathize and understand, like, that lifestyle.
Yeah,
man,
yeah. It's and then it's also the storyteller, and you say it's funny as fuck.
And, shit. And nothing better than prison stories. You know what I'm saying? They're the best. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's the bare bones of life.
Right.
So it's just so real.
It's bone gristle for sure.
Yeah, it's just, nigga, it is what it is. Niggas gonna kill you for a Twinkie, and that Twinkie is cereal. You think, man, over food? Nigga, the food is everything in prison.
100%.
The fuck is you talking about? Like, it ain't nothing. Nigga,
it's king. Like, how cash is king out here?
Nigga, it's food.
Yeah.
Soda, juice, nigga, is up.
Yeah, for sure.
Niggas be proud. Like,
laundry detergent, soap.
Man, it's whatever.
Ramen.
In that prison culture, like, it's not far fetched for niggas. Hey, nigga had 10 of my soups. Nigga, I went on. You killed him? Yeah, okay, shit. They get it. Like, nigga, sure. Nigga deserve to get shanked up. Nigga took 10 soups. Nigga, that nigga up out of here.
Yeah.
Like, outside, you like, nigga, that's $1, bro. You did what?
It's crazy.
But in there, nigga.
The nigga gonna die. Shout out to my little brother, my youngest brother, Robert Barrett.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. He in prison right now. You know what I'm saying? And
God damn.
I send him pictures of everything we doing all the time.
Oh, got
to,
because you know.
Yeah, for sure. It means everything. You know what I'm saying? He's well taken care of in there. Trust and believe that.
Yeah,
you know
shout
what
out saying? To my little brother too, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Hound. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Deuce Hound too, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Shit.
But the thing is we was just talking about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, one of the good blessings that, like, this is why I say always appreciate your testimony, but you got to appreciate the test in order to get your testimony.
Right.
And the reason why is because you never know who your testimony is going to help, right? When
most
people
definitely.
Hear this and see this.
That's why you got to be real as possible.
100%. It's hard to be transparent, right?
Right.
And it's an underrated thing to be able to be transparent with the world,
It's a supreme gift.
For
gift
sure.
Gift to help people.
Absolutely.
Most people ain't going to do that. So
because
help them.
When I was in prison, you got to understand, you know what I'm saying? Me and two of my other brothers have been in prison.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? There's only five of us, dog. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So let's get some understanding. You know what I mean? So I'm the oldest one that went to prison. So you know what I'm saying? That's not a good thing to do. But you know, since I was in there, I could help my little brothers when they had to navigate through there.
Most definitely.
You see what I'm saying? So when he's having one of them days and he's depressed and sad, because I always call him one of them days, it'd be like that sometimes in there. So when he calls, I'm able to talk him off that ledge sometimes. I'm able to stop him from whooping on niggas. I'm able to stop him from doing X, Y, and Z, beating up a CO and all this shit. I'm able to stop him with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, and he's even, if I'm telling y'all how I am, he's even worse than me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he's even worse than me. Like, it's like his temper is way out of this world. You know what I'm saying? So to be able to help him and be able to give him a beacon of hope to sit there and say, not only does he know somebody that did it, but it's his older brother that did it. You get what I'm saying? So I'm able to help him and navigate through that too as well, and help him with his mental, because I had to learn by trial and error. He can learn by my mistakes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can add to his bid by helping him, because you know what you would have wanted when you was in there.
For sure.
So the conversations or in the compensation, that shit go a long way. Pictures and all that shit, nigga. You know
100%.
What you would have wanted, so let me give it to him.
For sure.
So it's a fucked up thing, but it's actually a blessing at the same
time. Yeah, he on the short end of it. It's been about, by the time he get home, it'll be 10 years flat. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, is when he's on his last little hoorah right now, his last little few years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think he's right about to be under the 2 MOOC soon.
My brother's been there, what, 15 now?
See what I'm saying?
Scout,
So it's for real. And then you get them kind of numbers, you know what went down. We don't even got
to
emphasize, you know what I'm saying?
We
got to emphasize that, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know what I mean? So, you know, I can't wait to get home and be able to help him get through, you know, whatever it is he got to get through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's dope.
So, yeah. But the long story short, though, people, you got to be able to help yourself before other people can help you.
Most
and
definitely.
My brother ain't in a position where he's mentally even trying to help himself. There's nothing I could do to help him.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
God bless
you. So y'all got to help yourselves before other people can help y'all. But I do like that our transparency and our testimony can give people, it can help others.
Yeah.
But you got to be, like, this is why I say, like, y'all see the finished product. You see three being a finished product. You see me. Now, we're not even finished, but in comparison to where we were, it seems like we made it, but we haven't. We're still climbing, right?
Definitely.
But the thing is, though, is through the climb, you got to appreciate the climb while you're going through the climb.
Yeah, everybody just want to enjoy the top.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be enjoyable if you ain't enjoying every step.
Facts.
Every little peak, every little valley.
Yep.
That counts.
100%.
So when you get to the top, it takes, it's just so much more glory at the top.
Facts.
You get up there and scream. I remember when we just, it was years, 2 years ago, but me, my brother, and my little homeboy, Bud, we climbed the mountain in Phoenix.
Okay.
Camelback Mountain.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
And nigga, it was hot.
Yeah, I remember.
It was hard. Every couple of little motherfucking 100 feet, we see almost somebody gave coming up down. Tight. Yeah, nigga, how far? They be like, you about three fourths. Yeah. You think you halfway? You go some more. How far am I?
Can't even see the top.
Yeah, you about three fourths. Still, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Then you finally get there, nigga. I was yelling. I was serious. Oh, yeah, I was for real when I made it to the top, nigga. That shit was tough
because you made it to the summit.
And I embraced every step of that way. Yep. Like, nigga, I don't forget every step. And I got to the top, nigga. Was like, nigga, I did something.
Yep.
100%. I didn't just want to teleport right to the top.
Nope,
you had it wouldn't count the same.
It wouldn't.
So just like life,
you just
man.
Go up there and stick your flag on top, but you know you ain't earned that, man.
Like niggas went to the moon. Y'all ain't go to the moon. You lying, boy.
Yeah, it is.
Neil Armstrong.
That is lying. That one is up for debate, ain't it?
Yeah, big debate. I don't think because why you ain't been back, you should have a gold goddamn mountain on that motherfucker.
By the time then, if y'all made it one time,
back in the 50s, whatever the fuck y'all.
It's 2022. Ain't nobody been back since.
Yeah, man, three of them got. But hey, man, that was a slim story, man. Sure. Slim transition from goddamn
episode 28.
Yeah, from the penitentiary, man, to the goddamn. Damn, what we gonna say? From penitentiary to the pinnacle of greatness, man. Yeah, my dog did, man. Y'all hear that shit?
And then believe wait till y'all see what everything you got coming next. We didn't even touch on the YouTube.
Oh, that's
we didn't
what
even
I'm
touch
saying.
On everything that's coming after YouTube.
That ain't nothing. That's just the beginning. This is just the seed, man. We haven't got to the roots of the tree yet, man. Is y'all crazy, man?
But shout out to everybody out there that's watching this in prison right now, man. And you use
hold
this
your
as
head,
a
man.
Yeah, hold your head, man. And man, I'm glad I could just pave the way to give y'all some light in a dark place, man.
Most definitely, man. So. And that way we all need something like that, man. So we appreciate we could be here for y'all guys, man. So 100%. Episode 27, top 28. Of the MOOC. 28?
That's 28.
28?
Is this 28? Yeah, come on, brother.
Anderson Peterson.
Come on.
I see that nigga about to box some slow ass nigga. I fuck this baby mama show did.
Oh, shit.
Legendary.
Well,
one of the ones.
That's a wrap for 28 before you get activated.
Black man, gargoyle. Shoot! God. What's up, Slim? What's big happening? White man mode.
And if y'all want to hear some of the prison stories, drop the comments below and then we'll
prison stories.
Yeah, we'll oblige y'all.
Yeah, if y'all want some cartel street stories, rob niggas, shoot niggas, hey, let me know.
They gotta give them new stories. Y'all got to want to hear them.
I got a legendary one.
Remember, no glorification behind it though.
None. It was bullshit. I forgive myself for the glory.
For sure.
Gargoyle.
Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.